Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 17th of October. There are reports that the United States will extend a partial exemption on tariffing US users of imported car parts after an intense period of lobbying from US-based auto producers who understandably fear being placed at a competitive disadvantage by the tariffs. The idea is that the current two-year pause would be extended to 5 years. That is helpful to US auto manufacturers, but is also symptomatic of the very uncertain nature of US policy at the moment. Chipping away at the overall tariff base reduces the tax burden on domestic producers and causes economists to have to continually revise their assessment of the inflation impact and corresponding economic damage that arises from tariffs. At the same time, policy uncertainty has the potential to do economic damage itself, although that effect should decline with time. People can adapt their behaviour to any circumstances, however unpredictable. This tariff retreat is a reaction to intensive domestic lobbying and should probably not be taken as a particular signal for the wider trade tensions that exist between the US and China at the moment. Concerns about credit seem to have been worrying risk markets a little. However, the economics of this does need to be put into context. Credit access does not seem to have been a constraint on economic activity, not even in the United States. Household balance sheets, especially middle-income household balance sheets, are in good shape. Indeed, that is one of the main reasons why the US growth rate has slowed only a moderate amount this year. If household balance sheets were even only somewhat less robust, there would likely be a more significant economic downturn than has been experienced. So, while concerns over credit should not be dismissed, there does not seem to be any reason for economists to reevaluate their economic outlooks at this stage. The language from US Federal Reserve speakers is also geared towards interest rate reductions. And while a quarter-point rate cut here and there is never going to save a company that's truly in credit difficulties, the prospect of lower real interest rates should offer a degree of comfort. The euro area has final September consumer price inflation data released today, which, as ever, remains a matter of very little interest to financial markets. There is the ongoing process of central bank speak as well, but as far as markets are concerned, this is the background hum of white noise, and it's not going to inspire investors to shift positions. The most interesting thing to come out of Europe this week is the German suggestion that they might support a single European equity market. Of course, there's still no European Banking Union, and some might suggest that that should come first, but it's nevertheless an interesting proposal. For those watching the drama, it appears Argentinian locals are taking advantage of US Treasury Secretary Bessent's generous use of US taxpayer money in order to sell their pesos for dollars. The currency has, again, been under pressure, as have the bonds. If investors believe a currency is fundamentally mispriced, then even charitable handouts can only serve to buy time in which to attempt to change the fundamentals. Otherwise, economic forces will tend to win out. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.